You are listening to Sports Desk International. Welcome all, I'm your host Emmett Vanier, and you're listening to Sports Desk, episode 429,177,819,673,456. Today we will have the usual Sports Desk crew with us today. Nainoa.
Hey.
Tommy.
Hey.
Dejan.
Hey.
Connor.
Howdy ho.
And Gavin.
Hi.
Today we are going to find out what the greatest moment of sports history is after we converse about the greatest moment in individual sports, such as soccer, baseball, basketball, and football.
Our official sponsor of this podcast is Dick's Sporting Goods. Every season starts at Dick's.
The first sport we will talk about is football, known in the U.S. as soccer. Take it away, Nainoa.
Today I'm here to talk about the greatest moment in the history of soccer. And I gotta say, that's Roberto Carlos' free kick versus France in the opening round of the La Tournée Tour in the summer of 97. Roberto Carlos lined up from 38 yards out in the 21st minute when it was 0-0. As he ran up and booted the ball with his left outside foot, it curved at a whopping 84 miles per hour, hitting the right inside woodwork and leaving the goalie paralyzed in the middle of the goal, when out of nowhere, a crowd of over 40,000 people roared at the epic goal.
I'm not a huge soccer fan, but that was a pretty smooth goal. I'd have to agree that it was one of the best goals in the history of the sport.
It was an extremely powerful kick that was very inspiring and enjoyable. It turned the soccer player into a legend, and this is just one of his many accolades.
Now let's talk about a sport that people actually care about, football.
Here's Connor on football.
Although there are many contenders for the greatest moment in football history, such as Odell Beckham's one-handed catch, John Elway's Super Bowl touchdown run, and many more, the greatest moment in football history is Marshawn Lynch's Beast Quake touchdown run. The Seahawks had the ball at their own 32-yard line. It was 2nd and 10, with 3 minutes left to play. It was the NFC wildcard game between the Seattle Seahawks and the New Orleans Saints. The score was 30-34, Seahawks. The ball was snapped to Matt Hasselbeck, who handed the ball off to the Seahawks running back, Marshawn Lynch. He got caught up in the line of scrimmage, then broke away, breaking 3 tackles. He still had defenders on his tail, and one tried to tackle him head-on, so he threw him down and broke 3 more tackles to get a 70-yard touchdown. After the play, the crowd went crazy. It was the best running play in all of football. It was later named the Beastquake.
This play is one of the greatest moments because no one has ever done anything like it before. It's called the Beastquake because his nickname is Beast Mode, and all the fans jumping and screaming caused an earthquake. It also... when Marshawn Lynch invented the crotch grab. The crotch grab is when you jump backwards, grab your crotch, and put your other hand behind your head and do a backwards somersault and stand up. He broke 9 tackles on a 67-yard run and won the game for the Seahawks.
Now, here is an interview with a special guest, the starting quarterback for Rainier Beach High School, Max Nall. Max took his team to 13-2 in the Washington State Championship for 3A high school football.
In your opinion, Max, what do you believe the greatest moment in the history of football is? Max replied with, "In my opinion, I believe that is when the New York Giants defeated the 16-0 New England Patriots in the 2007 NFL Super Bowl." Why do you believe this is the greatest moment, Max? He replied with, "The New England Patriots had possibly the greatest franchise in this generation of football. Top wide receivers in the NFL, best quarterback money can buy, and a defensive lineup that doubles the New York Giants in weight. They had the game in the bag until they lost it." Very true. Thank you for your thoughts on the topic. Back to the studio, Connor.
I agree that was a great moment, but I have to say Beastquake is still number one.
Yeah. Now bringing it to the game of basketball.
The game of basketball has been around for ages, and the NBA, or National Basketball Association, has been around since 1946. The NBA is a beacon for great highlights, but the greatest moment in all of basketball history has to be Michael Jordan's air free throw line dunk in the 1988 dunk contest. Michael ran from half court, and once he got to the free throw line, jumped off 1 foot and slam dunked the ball into the basketball hoop. The crowd in Chicago went wild as the hometown hero made a play of a lifetime.
I agree this is a great play, but it was in the dunk contest, and there has to be a better moment in the game, like Wilt Chamberlain's 100-point game.
Yeah, but the amount of influence that this moment had and the amount of influence Michael Jordan had on the game really just boosts the moment to the top.
I mean, did this not influence the name Air Jordan?
I think there may have been more skilled moments like Wilt's 100-point game, but the amount of influence that this had on the outside world really proved that this was the best moment in basketball history.
Now let's talk about baseball. In 1947, on April 15th, Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier by playing his first Major League Baseball game, starting on the Dodgers in Ebbets Field in Brooklyn. Jackie Robinson, born on January 31st in 1919, was the first player to earn Most Valuable Player Award and the first to get inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. The league had been segregated entirely for the previous 60 years following up to this moment.
He had to have a lot of courage to play, especially since he was the first African-American man to play. He must have had to set his feelings aside and just focus on the game and try not to listen to all the racist outbursts in the stands.
This was obviously a very inspiring moment for many African-American boys who loved the sport but did not have enough courage to attempt to play.
He really changed the future of baseball forever by permanently destroying the racism of the sport. Baseball would be a completely different sport today if it wasn't for Jackie.
Jackie would later go on to win one out of the six championship games he went to and be inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1962.
To add, Jackie led the way for other black baseball players to join the MLB, such as Larry Doby, Hank Aaron, and Willie Mays.
This has to be the most influential moment to ever happen in sports history.
Now it is time for the big show, which you've been waiting for. Take it away, Dejan.
All right, now it is time to come to an agreement and decide what moment is the greatest of all.
I think the best moment is Jackie Robinson breaking the color barrier in the sport of baseball.
I agree!
This not only influenced the game of baseball, but paved the way for other sports as well.
His bravery and confidence helped him to shape the way that sports are today, without segregation.
Without his bravery and courage, many professional sports could have stayed segregated for a lot longer. He had his ups and downs, faced a lot of adversity, but that's what it takes to become a hero and a legend. He was beat up, people threatened to burn his house down, people tried to kill him and his family, but he persevered through this, and the game of baseball and all sports started to flourish, and a revolution was started.
I think that we all agree that Jackie Robinson breaking the color barrier is the greatest moment in sports history.
Thank you so much for tuning in, and be sure to tune in for next week's episode, 429,177,819,673,457, for Tom Cruise's future in Scientology?